also the, of course, we have to take a break, but there was the homecoming for Simpson University with a big night there. And I think Sue attended that event. We'll have to ask her later. But everywhere, the phones are ringing off the hook this morning. I wonder what's going on. So let's find out.
We have people coming on at 7:15. We have our community calendar.
That's it. It's Monday, so we'll have...
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Local board of directors. Four branches here in our local area. One down in Red Bluff. Two right here in Redding and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with them. To learn more about Cornerstone Community Bank, just go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with our community calendar. The availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a savory finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Tonight, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 23rd of October, 7:20 in the morning, 49. That can't be
Hello.
Right. It can't be right. It's got to be more than 49, maybe 50. Felt warmer this morning. Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, faster recovery times. It's a lot easier on the doctors and the patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And let's go to the phones. It's Anne Marie and Community Calendar. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning.
Did we recover from the weekend? There was 100 things going on this weekend.
I think we are fully recovered, although I am digging this cooler weather.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, by the way, Community Calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading.
And it is currently 55 degrees.
55 degrees. Okay. Got it. Okay. You're up.
Well, as we go forward, there are a couple of days to note this week. Thursday, October 26th, is the Day of the Deployed, honoring our deployed military members serving and their families. October 27th is Navy Day, celebrating the men and women of the United States Navy, both past and present. Now, this day is not to be confused with the birthday celebration of the Navy, which was October 13th. And Saturday, October 28th, is National Make a Difference Day, which falls annually on the fourth Saturday of October and has been dubbed the largest national day of community service. As we begin our community calendar for this week, looking for a fun Friday night event for the kiddos to kick off the weekend? Check out Spooky Night at the Reading Library from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on October 27th. There will be spooky stories, spooky games, and more. This special after-hours event is geared towards children 5 to 12 years old. Children must be accompanied by an adult. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, call 530-245-7250. Also on Friday night, check out a Monster Mash Bash from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson.
And we have tickets for that. We'll be giving away today and tomorrow. So you can, these are, $50 tickets, and we're going to give away 8 tickets this week for people that want to go.
As a matter of fact, maybe we should give a pair away
right after Anne-Marie.
Yes.
That's awesome. I love that. The VFW Hall in Anderson is located at 3210 West Center Street. Tickets for the event are $50 per person, or there is an option to sponsor a table. To purchase your tickets, go to norcalveteransmuseum.org. Highlights for the Monster Mash Bash include dinner, music, a costume contest, and drawing prizes. For more information, call 530-859-3176 and visit Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center on Facebook. Now, on Saturday, October 28th, it is also National Drug Take-Back Day. There will be a drive-through and drop-off your unwanted medication event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Reading City Hall, located at 777 Cypress Avenue. According to the City of Reading Facebook post, this is an opportunity to safely dispose of your expired or unwanted prescription medications and learn more about the potential abuse of such medications. Again, the drive-through and drop-off your unwanted medication event will take place Saturday, October 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Reading City Hall. On Saturday, October 28th, bring the family to the Halloween Carnival at Bella Vista School, located at 22661 Old Alturas Road. The event will run 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Look for local first responders, vendor booths, games, and a lot more. Pre-sale wristbands are $8. Sale at the door is $11. The Halloween Carnival is being hosted by the Bella Vista School Parent Club. Another Halloween-themed event will take place at the American Legion Post 746 in Cottonwood on Saturday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a free Halloween party for kids and will feature a costume contest, fun games, and spectacular treats. The American Legion Post 746 is located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. Also on Saturday, October 28th, look for the Shasta College Harvest Fest, located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. The event runs 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and highlights include live entertainment, local-sourced food, silent and live auctions, and so much more. Tickets are $40 online or $50 at the door and can be obtained at eventbrite.com. And that is your sample of events taking place this week. I'm Ann Marie with your community calendar.
Well, thank you, Ann Marie. A lot of stuff going on. It's just going to continue like this through the end of the year, I've got a feeling.
And
it's a happening weekend.
Well, thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you so much.
As promised, let's just do this now. We have two tickets. Now, that's going to be for Friday, October 27th.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to give two tickets away right now. That's the Monster Mash Bash costume contest. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, we've got two tickets here at the station. So give us a call at 530-605-4567, and you can go to this really fun night that's going to be at Anderson VFW Hall, 5:30 to 9 o'clock. You know, just all kinds of good stuff. Anyway, give us a call. We'd love to have you dress up and have a blast. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Catch you next week.
You bet. Okay, hey, Siskiyou Insurance brings us every Monday our calendar of events.
Yeah, they sponsor this.
Our calendar of events. Yeah. I've got it. Siskiyou Insurance is located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Okay. Hey, by the way, each one of these certificates we have is good for two tickets. So we've got eight tickets we're giving
away. Oh, they're
good
for two? All right.
Yeah, they're good for that.
There we go. So we're going to give you that Monster Mash Bash. You know what? They put on a really nice event with food and party. It'll be a blast.
Music.
So,
yeah, it's going to be, everything's going to be decorated.
Yeah, and sometimes people don't really want to go to a club, or they just, you know, they're trying to figure out something to do for, you know, Halloween. You know what we're going to be doing that night? We're going to the Rocky Horror
Picture Show.
The picture show. It's
hey,
the actual
Dolores.
Play.
Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning. I was wondering if, first I would like to say good morning, but I just wanted to give you an update about the Gateway, what's going on, about the logo, and one of the candidates, Casey Bowen, is using similar logo of the Gateway School, and that's a problem for him to be using that logo because it interferes with the election coming up in November 7th. And so I actually served the board to basically asking for Casey Bowen to drop out of the race for using a similar logo to mislead the voters. And I was hoping that maybe you could tell your little story about the copyright. You mentioned one time about being sued because of a copyright photo. Issues. I think that's important people to know.
Absolutely. I think that that is something that everybody needs to know, and I've brought that up. Thank you for the call, really.
Thank you, Laura.
Because that's the newest, what do you want to call that? It's you can't call it a scam if you actually have to pay for it. So, but it is called a
Extortion. It's not
extortion.
What we're talking about was I published a photo 2 years ago that I took off the internet and had a lawyer's firm out of New York tell me that it was copyrighted and I owed them $20,000. And to boil it all down, after 4 months, we ended up paying, several thousand dollars over this, because otherwise we would have been in Sacramento on a trial, jury trial. And even though that the copyright lawyer from LA said, hey, you can beat this, but it's going to cost you $20,000 plus to do it. So, this is when I found out that Liberty Mutual, our business insurance we've had for all these years, covered that. And he told me that they're seeing lots of these. And what happens is people will inadvertently put a photo on it, doesn't have to, it's not marked copyrighted.
There was nothing on the photo whatsoever.
And if you went to the site that where the photo came from, you could usually buy it for $20 or $30, which was in our case. But anyway, when you put something on the internet, and if you've got a business, if you're an individual, they probably not going to do anything. But if you're a small business, they're going to come at, there's a chance they can come after you. And so just be aware of that. I haven't put a photo up from the internet since.
Well, I have a girlfriend who lives in Greece.
And gone back and gotten rid of a bunch of them.
I have a girlfriend who lives in Greece, and she has a little travel business. And I was sharing the story with her, and she goes, oh, I'm glad you told me, because we just found 12 pictures that we absolutely love to build our website. I go, you better go back and find the source of every single picture. And if it belongs to somebody, pay the $20 or pay the $30, because if not, that will go into an AI, by the way, searching. An AI, that's the software that's searching for these pictures that ping, probably goes to this, somehow somebody smart in New York went, oh, this is going to be our new deal.
Well, they just searched all the downloads. And again, if you're a big business, they probably won't touch you. Anyway, so be aware of that. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Veterans Home.
Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website designtimestore.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Durst, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Moka Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard. Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Pavers are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabott, 7:36 in the morning here on the 23rd of October. It's 55 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst knows everything there is to know about repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, doesn't take a chance with your safety. Nope, he fixes it, and he fixes it right. To get a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, or RV, and I've seen the big RVs in there with the big windshields down at his shop. Take it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, it is a veteran-owned business. And we are here with the Veterans Home and Darlene Mudron. Did I get it close?
Close enough.
Mudron.
Yes.
Mudron. Okay. And just let me, for total transparency, throw this out. Darlene has become a member of our Shasta Marines and Friends and has been a huge assistance to us as we're getting ready to put on the Marine Corps Ball, which approaching us on November 10th. So, but you're here to talk to about the Veterans Home, and you're the public affairs officer there.
That is correct. I have several things that I wanted to put out there in the community. Again, my name is Darlene Mudron. I'm the public information officer at the Redding Veterans Home on Knighton Road. Lots of exciting events coming up for us. First is going to be this Wednesday, October 25th. Our friends at Chipotle are generously donating 33% of all of their sales between the hours of 4 and 8 p.m. to our veterans. We have what we call an MWR fund. It's the fun fund that helps them pay for outings and have entertainment come into the home, et cetera. So we're trying to raise money so that they can get out in the community and have some of our musicians and whatnot come into the home to provide them entertainment. So, again, that's this Wednesday at Chipotle on Dana Drive. 4 to 8 p.m., we get 33% of all sales.
Okay, so if you're going to get some food to go, now's the time to put it on Wednesday after 4. You know, bring it home and know that some of the percentage is going to go towards that fund.
Yep, it'll be between 4 and 8 p.m. The flyer for it has been posted on our Facebook page a couple of times. Our Facebook page is Veterans Home of California-Redding. So if you go on there, you can get the flyer, or if you just mention the fundraiser at the checkout, then they should apply it to our fundraiser.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, now, I want to just bounce around and talk about Christmas at the Vets Home and what people are thinking now as they're gearing into Thanksgiving and the holidays. So what's happening during the Thanksgiving? What can people budget for? How can they help with thinking about adopting a vet or anything like that. Can you share that with our listeners?
Oh, of course. So we're excited to be bringing back Santa at our Adopt-A-Vet event. That is going to be on November 16th. 1-6, it starts at 11 a.m., but I will tell you that our community in the North State is so fantastic at supporting our veterans that those tags run out. So what we do is we set up a Christmas tree, and we have tags that people can choose, and each one belongs to a veteran with whatever their Christmas wishes are. So because those tags run out so fast, what we have also started doing is creating tags for things that we need all the time, you know, like, I don't know, say socks or alcohol for happy hour or, you know, whatever. If you don't get a personalized tag for somebody, you can pick up like a group tag and you just bring it back to the veteran's home early in December. And then there's a big deal and Santa comes. He'll greet you at the Christmas tree inside. So that's going to be the first time in a long time that we've been able to do that with COVID. So we're excited about that.
So November 16th is when you can pick the tag out.
Correct.
And then you come back after you've done all the shopping and whatever in December?
Yep. It has to be returned to the home by December 8th. And then we have a big deal where all the gifts get passed out and they open them. And it, you know, it's really a great event, and those tags go super fast. Cards line up before we even open the gates, and those tags go so fast. It's
count
crazy.
Count us in, because we, Carl and I, have done some heavy, if you want to call, prayer over this, thinking about what we want to do this year with the outreach with our family.
Sure.
And because, you know, at a certain point, it's another pan and another tchotchke. You know, I mean, our family, both of our families don't combine, really don't need another thing. And so we thought this is where our heart is calling us this year, is to adopt a couple vets and then be able to make a copy of that and put that in card to each one of our families. And know that I think that there'll be some glowing, warm feelings about the fact that this is what we did.
Oh, sure. And so that
they did. It's our whole family, like, outpouring.
Right. And I'm also going to post on our Facebook, we have a monthly wish list for our veterans where we, you know, ask for certain donations from the community. And we have recently created an Amazon wish list. So look for that post early November. It'll have the QR code for that wish list. And those gifts can just be sent directly to the home. Or the Adopt-A-Vet tag event is Thursday, November 16th, starting at 11 a.m. And it just goes until the tags run out. So you've got to be there early.
I will be in line.
Do people line up to get them?
Yes.
Oh, so you have to be there.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, they go quickly. And so it's usually the personalized, you know, Carl's tag and Linda's tag that get taken first. And then there's always the group gifts, too. And a lot of people like doing that as well.
Well, anything that goes there that helps helps make their life easier there. And
sure.
Even though it's a great place to live, there's still things there. They've that they can all use.
Yeah, well, and most of them
happy
are on
hour.
Income.
They have happy hours there?
We do have a happy hour.
I think that's important, very important.
Do. It's really important for their social well-being.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's on Thursdays from 2 to 3.
Can we come?
we would love to have you sponsor a happy hour.
Okay.
You know, the beverages.
Oh, you can do that.
Yes, we're always looking for community donations. People can sponsor any of our events.
Well, KTNR should definitely sponsor a happy hour at the Veterans Home. And as a matter of fact, what I will do, if we get the clearance, we'll sponsor a happy hour, and then Pat Karch and I will come and do music to that happy hour.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Okay, and that'll be Christmas time where we can do some Christmas songs.
Yes, so anybody out there, and you, if you would like to sponsor a happy hour or any other outing or event or anything like that, you would want to call Jackie, and her phone number is 530-224-3828. She's in charge of all of our volunteer and donations.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, Linda's already going, okay, we can go out there and be dressed like a little elf.
You know what I think that I've noticed this has happened to just in a couple situations, is that you cannot forget the people who came before you. And it takes a little extra time. It takes a consideration. Those who served, those who started things, those who've been pillars of the community, that get older, and they're not on social media, they're not doing this fast track like where our society is. And meanwhile, those people are kind of a little somewhat forgotten, and we cannot have that happen, especially this year.
Right. One of my favorite things about working there is I'm serving those who served. It's such a rewarding place to be. it's really incredible. And most of our employees, if not all of them, feel that way. It's just such a privilege to be there.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated jewelry store, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the only watch repairman in the whole area, is right there. Super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Linda has never been disappointed with anything I brought home from Four Winds Jewelry. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. And like I said, they're great, great people. Get your batteries fixed on your watches. Get your watches repaired. Find that special piece of jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Park your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Geramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Geramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. Now I know why everything seemed a little bit lower today. I thought, wow, what did I do this weekend to lose my hearing? It's because I hadn't turned up the,
hadn't turned up
my earphones. Somebody was on here yesterday that has very, very, very delicate ears, it looks like. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Linda and Carl Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We're going to have Judy on and talk about the current insurance conditions here in California, and it is, it's tough, my friends. It's tough. The companies have pulled out, and what do you do to get insurance for your home? It's not just out in the middle of rural areas. Linda's brother, who lives down in Carmichael, had his insurance. They said they were not renewing his policy, so he had to go find his policy, get a new policy. And this is what Maxwell Insurance and Financial can do for you. Find you those new policies. They can take a good look at your retirement plans, your 401s. Go on down there for a free review and evaluation at 1378 Hilltop Drive or give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. And we are here with Darlene Moudron.
Yeah.
Moudron.
Good morning, Moudron. There we go, Darlene.
I mean, I've only seen Darlene 100 times here, but I've always just said Darlene.
We don't want to slaughter it. Take the time to, but thank you for being with us this morning.
And Darlene is the public information officer out at the Veterans Home, and there's a lot of things we've talked about with Christmas coming up and things that are happening, but you've got a job fair going on out there.
We do. Next Tuesday on Halloween, we thought it would be fun to have a job fair, so we'll all be dressed up. Some of the residents will be dressed up. That's going to be Tuesday, the 31st on Halloween, from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. out at the home. So that address is 3400 Knighton Road.
What kind of jobs you got out there?
Oh, we have a wide range of jobs. We have everything from drivers, which, you know, take our veterans out on outings or medical appointments or, you know, whatnot. We have lots of medical positions available, ranging from CNA up to supervising registered nurse. We have food service technician jobs available as well. So it's a great way to break into state service, because once you're hired, you don't necessarily have to stay in that entry-level job you get into. You know, if you have other goals or whatever, then when as jobs come up throughout the home, you can apply. And once you become a state employee, so many other jobs become available that you don't even know about. So it's a really great opportunity to get in. We have competitive pay. We have great benefits, and it's just a great place to be. Like I said, serving those who have served, there's no greater reward.
Okay. Wow, a lot of things happening.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun.
What else?
The last thing that I wanted to mention is that we're going to have several of our veterans as special guests in the Veterans Day Parade on November 4th, that Saturday starting at 10 a.m. up in Shasta Lake. We have one of our World War II Korean veterans is going to be a special dignitary. He'll be riding up front somewhere with the Northern California Veterans Support Committee group. And then we have Santa Steve is going to bring out his fire engine. He'll have six of our veterans on that with him. And then we're going to have the CalVet bus in there as well with a bunch of residents.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
Kind of what? Empty the home?
I mean, maybe. There might not be anybody left at the home, but that's Saturday, November 4th at 10 a.m. at Shasta Lake.
Yeah, we're going to be announcing the parade.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're up there on the dais. Yeah, up there.
I call it a dais.
Same difference.
And so we've been doing that for, gosh, several years.
Oh, cool.
Rain or
decade.
Shine.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
We rode in it one year with the Patriot Guard. I think the very first year we were in the parade with the Patriot Guard riders, and that was a lot of fun.
It was. And it's free, and they've got usually have well over 100 entries in this. And it's a great time. You can go down there and go along the whole route, so parking's not a problem and getting out's not a problem.
Awesome.
So getting in and getting out. And then they also have a pancake breakfast before the parade, and then they have a lunch after the parade. So it's going to be a great event as usual.
That's a
full day. Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I will be there.
Speaking of other events, Marine Corps Ball's coming up on November 10th, and it's easy to get tickets. You just go to Eventbrite, USMC 248th birthday, and the tickets are only $35 a piece, and that includes dinner, dessert, music. The marching on of the colors, Jefferson pipes and drums, message from General Lejeune, the commandant's message, guest speaker, and it's just a good time.
Oh, yeah, I went last year for the first time, and I am not a veteran, so you can belong to any branch of the service, veteran or not, or you can be just a civilian and go. It was one of the most humbling things I've ever been in, to be in a room with such brave people. It was really a cool event.
It's some pomp and circumstance, but any time, as General Lejeune said, one Marine is with another, you will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. And he wrote that in 1921. So you'll hear that message. And it's a good time. And you don't have to be in the military. And it's coat and tie, so it's sports coat or suit, whatever you want, or your uniform if you can get into it.
It's a beautiful event, and I know that we've put the word out to some of our friends, and I think they don't realize that this is probably one of the last events that you will see, or one of the only events where you see such more than just pomp and circumstance. You'll see tradition, deep, steeped tradition, standing at attention when the colors come by. It is really an awe. I'm in awe of the evening every time I go.
And you're singing the national anthem.
With pride.
With pride. And so, and to get your tickets, you go to Eventbrite, 248th Marine Corps birthday, or Marine Corps 248th birthday ball in Redding, California. And just get your tickets, and you can get your seat assignments right there. So it's easy to do.
Yep, one of the coolest events I've ever been to by far.
Or if you have problems with that, you can give me a call here at the station at 605-4565. And if you're having a problem, and we'll get back to you. Yep. Okay, well, my goodness, a lot of stuff happening at the Veterans Home. And you are a great spokesperson for them.
Thank you.
But here's the big thing. If you want to help them and you don't make the trip out there, it sounds like you can find your list of things for November, and you can just go through Amazon and just put it out there.
Yep.
And you can probably put a gift card on it if you wish to.
Yes, we did put that option on there. Not just things, but if there's, if all the things get purchased before we get a chance to update that, then there's always the option to donate a gift card.
Well, I mean, put your who it's from
on
there. You can always do that.
Yeah, always the gift option on Amazon.
I like the celebratory idea of standing in line or in the car in line, going and pull a couple names, do the shopping, because I think there's something that's very, take pictures of it, maybe send that to the family that we're doing this as a group, and then wrapping stuff and taking it back to the veterans home so they have, like, old-fashioned ways to open stuff and be surprised.
Yeah, it's a really cool
event. I love that. I think that if I could just encourage other people in the community listening to the show this morning that come with me in my car that day, let's do it.
Well, you can fill your car up with people and go down there.
And then fill it up with presents and bring them back.
Yes.
And then you have to fight your way through a crowd of people.
Yeah,
and
it goes quick.
And even if you run out of cards, there's still things you can do for groups too.
Yep.
That, like games. Yep. I imagine board games.
Mm. Yeah, they can call Jackie at any time. She's the one who keeps the master list of all the needs and wants. Her phone number is 530-224-3828.
Yep. Okay.
Well, thank you, Darlene. We really appreciate your presence.
Thank you. On the air
this morning.
Pun intended.
And Darlene and I are going to meet at noon today with our other Marines and friends, because it's not just Marines. It's we have Navy and Air Force and everybody that's trying to, that puts on this ball every year. So anyway, thank you very much. And hey, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to join us. He's just chock full of information about everything. And he's in town for the weekend, and we wanted to have him on the show. We'll be right back.
Contact with our tanks and our infantry. They will know the shells from our air force.
And Israeli warplanes did strike targets across Gaza overnight. Israel says it has stepped up airstrikes in order to reduce the risk to its ground forces once the offensive is launched. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians who were massacred during the initial Hamas attack. Hamas says more than 5,000 people have died in Gaza. Chevron is buying Hess, $53 billion deal as oil prices surge. And this is not even the biggest acquisition in the energy sector this month.
The Chevron Hess deal comes less than 2 weeks after ExxonMobil said it would acquire Pioneer Natural Resources for about $60 billion. Crude prices are up 9% this year and have been hovering around $90 per barrel for about 2 months. Chevron says the acquisition of Hess adds a major oil field in Guyana as well as shale fields in North Dakota. Chevron is paying for Hess with stock. The deal still needs approval by Hess shareholders. I'm Julie Walker.
No end yet to the impasse over the House Speaker's job, with Republicans unable so far to agree on a permanent successor to ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The UAW once again escalating its strikes against Detroit's three automakers, this time adding a factory that manufactures Ram pickup trucks for Stellantis. On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, NASDAQ is up 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A tax watchdog says loopholes have compromised a deal to weed out tax havens and force multinationals to pay a minimum tax.
The landmark agreement by more than 140 countries and territories and brokered by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development set a minimum global corporate tax of 15%. The idea was to stop multinational corporations from shifting earnings to low or no tax havens, such as Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. The EU Tax Observatory says in a report that the agreement was expected to raise an amount equal to nearly 10% of global corporate tax revenue, but the plan has weakened and would generate less than 5% of corporate tax revenue. Donna Water, Washington.
The U.S. renewing a warning that it will defend the Philippines in the event of an armed attack by any party, including China. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration designating 31 tech hubs in effort to expand investment and innovation outside of traditional centers.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, who joins President Biden at today's announcement, told reporters she has never seen as much interest in any initiative as this one. Today, the White House revealed... 21 regions selected out of over 400 that applied to share $500 million in grants to spur tech innovation and bring jobs to areas beyond current tech centers like San Francisco and Austin. The recipients range from Montana to Puerto Rico, from Nevada to Wisconsin. The funding came from a $10 billion authorization in last year's CHIPS and Science Act to stimulate investment in new technologies like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and biotech. Jennifer King, Washington.
A rail disaster in Bangladesh. Chicago train hit a passenger train outside the capital city of Dhaka, leaving at least 15 people dead, scores injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on this beautiful 23rd day of October. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio at KCNR1460.com. We still have those tickets for the Monster Bash, if you wish to go Friday, October 27th, these are like, I think they're $40 tickets.
No, $50 tickets, oh. So you're getting $100 worth of tickets, and it's going to be a great time down there, and it raises money, and all the money goes to help our veterans and to be sending packages overseas at Christmas time. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
It's Happy National Monday. Talk Show Day.
Oh. Yep.
And
we always
Christina,
like to ask what the national day is.
Yeah, and Christina went to Simpson University for the magic show out there and had a good time. So.
Yeah, it was really great, to be honest. And
they had all kinds of, it was their homecoming. So they had alumni dinners. I mean, it was a fantastic 5K run.
5K run to raise money for Higher Heroes, yeah, for an organization. We had them on Friday for a segment talking about what they do and how they help military and their spouses find jobs. They work there with resumes, and they're linked into so many corporations throughout the United States. This is a nationwide thing. So
let me give you a little bit of a forecast. Today's going to be sunny, with our temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, with our temperatures overnight lows of 54. Now, tomorrow, look at this, 77, sunny once again. And Tuesday night, we have about 20% chance of showers after 11. Bringing that forward to Wednesday morning, again, about 20% of showers, with a high near 65. And our overnight lows on Wednesday night with more showers ahead of us at 43. Thursday, sunny now again with a high near 64. More showers after 11 on Thursday night. Time to put out the plants. I always like that. Put the plants and let them drink the rain. Chance of showers on Friday with 61. Boy, we're getting down there. Sweater weather. I always say that. Sweater weather. Overnight lows around 41. And Saturday, again, slight chance of showers with 62. And Sunday around 64. There's your forecast, and the weather is brought to you by your friends in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. 365-3793.
And we are here with Dr. Doug McConnell. Doug, what used to be in charge of all the cardiac or the heart surgery over at Shasta Regional for years, and then has retired and lived up here for several years. And
he and his wife Bonnie are in town, and we're so blessed to have you on the air this morning. It's always great to see you. You've been in our inside friend circle for a very long time. We so much admire the both of you, and thanks for being on.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity. We love Reading.
Yeah, well, you know, you've kind of transposed yourself back down to Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Well, it's because you're family, but you've got all your grandkids and everything.
You used to be chief of staff down there. I mean, it's like you guys have huge roots there.
Yeah, I was practicing at a major big hospital there for 30 years before I came up to Reading, which we thought was going to be for 2 years. And after working with the nursing team at Shasta Regional and the heart team and meeting all the town folks, including you two, ended up staying 12 years.
That's
and
right.
Then finally my son said, as I retired from the operating room, said, "Dad, what are you doing there? I actually had to give up my malpractice insurance because the income from my practice was less than my insurance costs.
So it was time to retire.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then...
And now you're down with all your kids and grandkids. And
we're doing the AYSO and T-ball grandparent hustle through Orange County and L.A. County.
Well, have you gotten... you haven't gotten great ones yet, great grandkids yet, have you?
No. I'm a late starter in life, thank you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hey, at the end of my residency.
The other day, you said we were having dinner together, and, mm-hmm. and you talked about how you stopped at Harris Ranch.
That's correct.
Now, if people don't know where Harris Ranch is, it's kind of like halfway between, what, L.A. and Sacramento, something like that?
Yeah, but that'd be fine. That'd be about the halfway.
Yeah, and we've stopped there several times when I was bringing my motorcycle up here many years ago. I picked Linda up at the Burbank Airport, and she hopped on the back, and we went over the Grapevine mm-hmm. on a Friday afternoon. So you can imagine the traffic. So I was just splitting lanes,
with beautiful Linda on the back.
Yeah, Linda, she thought it was great. I was scared, but she wasn't. And then we hit. So we stayed at Harris Ranch, and then the next day headed on up to drop her off with her car in a rainstorm that was just unbelievable. It was probably one of the worst rainstorms I've ever ridden through, but I had to get back. And but we managed to survive that also, obviously. But you came back up, and you stayed at Harris Ranch, and you noticed something.
Well, we went in for lunch, and months ago when we drove down, we were seeing this huge build-out of the Tesla superchargers in an area that used to be a truck parking area for overnighting truckers.
Across the way.
Well, behind the gas station, mm-hmm, but on the same mm-hmm. side of the
yeah.
freeway.
Yeah.
And it was a good place to pull in and get lunch. And,
right.
And
I believe it's a Shell.
Huh? Yeah, mm-hmm. very expensive gas mm-hmm, there. I would mm-hmm. suggest don't get gas, and you can go to Buttonwillow and get cheaper gas. But anyway, so what we noticed is it was built out, and then we read about it prior to driving up this time that apparently there's in process of 107 superchargers for Tesla solely at Harris Ranch, and it looks like they're pretty much done with that project, making it the largest collection of superchargers mm-hmm. in the world for EVs. And it's in the middle of the state, and it's on the right off the I-5.
Yeah, it's right on the 5.
But most importantly,
it makes sense to put it there.
It does, geographically.
And geographically.
If you own a restaurant, since you have to have a 1 or 2 hour charge, come on in and have lunch. So, yes, it makes sense. But reporter out of San Francisco about a year ago doing some snooping around there found they've actually had to install a fairly large diesel run generator support system for the Tesla chargers because of the draw. So you have a lot of Southern California people that are very green, and they're coming up there thinking that how pure they are, of course, and they will get a full recharge of their Tesla presumably at Harris Ranch off of diesel.
Because it's too big a draw off the electric grid.
Well, if you have 107 cars maximum pulling in on Easter Sunday somewhere, all plugging in and sucking at a high rate of current flow, superchargers, I don't have the numbers here, then, yes, you can overwhelm the grid. And more importantly, you don't want the grid to go out in the middle with people charging there because it'll all be abandoned. Mm-hmm. You don't have a brownout, which destroys electrical stuff. So they need topper generators. I don't know the size. Bonnie and I stopped, and we snooped around trying to find the site, but it's supposedly pretty substantial behind that Shell station. So I found that interesting, that in truth, EV is not EV. Basically, all electricity has to be created from some energy. It doesn't exist by itself.
Yeah, an electric vehicle is not an electric vehicle. It's a battery. It stores energy.
Well, yes.
You can drive it, but
its motive power takes energy out of a battery and puts it to electric motors. And it's very efficient at that point. And that leads into my hopeful topic today, which is where are we going in this state with green energy and particularly electric vehicles?
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. I don't think they're electric yet. And I mean, they've got them all sizes, from working in your backyard. I've seen little tractors like that. They're really, really cute. And I really want to rent one, but there's just absolutely nothing. I guess I could scrape off our backyard and take it down a couple inches, and then we can replant everything there. But they've got it all, whether it's rent it for a day or lease it or buy it. Everything that Kubota has, they have it there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive, right in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' P Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in Redding at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, 8:18 in the morning here on the 23rd of October. About 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. They have their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, and it's no cost to the people in the program. And the whole idea behind this is to prevent serious falls for older adults and people with disabilities. They'll come to your home, they'll put up grab rails and other things in there to make it easier to get to your house and do your daily chores. Staying at home is better than having to leave, of course. For more information and to sign up for this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Linda and I are here with Dr. Doug McConnell, cardiac guy that's been a friend for over a decade. He was head of all the cardiosurgery there at Shasta Regional. And the one thing I've always admired about Doug is he has a head full of information. And it's when he gets onto something, he starts looking at it. And we started talking a little bit about electric vehicles, how Randall Hempling, and you know Randall real well. You know Randall's show, that he bought a hybrid.
Yes.
And it's worked out perfectly for him. But when he made his trip down to Sacramento, I mean, you end up on gas on that. He found out he got like a 10-gallon tank in his car. He said, I was a little surprised about that. But he's only put in X gallons of gas in a year, and he keeps track of all that stuff. He's like you. But when we talk about electric vehicles and how I think the whole state has to, you can't buy a internal combustion new one in, like, what is it, 2040 or something like
no,
that?
No, actually, it's actually before that. But the state goals are to convert to almost 50% of all electrical vehicles by 2030.
Yeah.
Now, those are goals. But, yeah, there is a law ending the sale of internal combustion engines.
New ones.
In this state, which is going to be fascinating, but it'd be a wonderful boon for a Nevada and Arizona dealers.
I would think in Oregon.
But will the state license them? We don't know that. I think it's pie in the sky, and that's what I'm hoping to convince you with.
It comes down to the fact that electric vehicles are, as I think most people that read anything about the electric vehicles, they realize how many tons of earth is moved, the types of labor that's used to mine the lithium and all of these different things throughout the world, the rare metals that have to go into the batteries themselves, the lifespan of batteries that you see now. I don't know if every one of them is true, but if your battery goes out, that's like $20,000 to replace the battery. But then it gets down to infrastructure. As you pointed out, there's probably the largest one in the state of California is out at Harris Ranch, over 100 spots to do the mega or do the fast charge, and they had to build a diesel generator to keep up with that.
It is, but actually the key infrastructure to an electric vehicle is electricity.
Right.
And that's what I want to address. I'm not sure that we can produce the electricity that is going to be needed, and that's key without that. So if I could launch it at that, This is sort of a feasibility. There's three questions that need to be added. Where are we today with electrical generation in the state of California? Well, I'm going to use the term billion kilowatts, but California could only develop 190 billion kilowatt hours of energy on its own and import it 30% more. So we don't even produce enough electricity for our own air conditioners, housing, the domestic use, much less electric vehicles. Okay, so that's where we are infrastructure-wise. Then the question is, okay, if we achieve electric vehicles, the goal of the governor, green, no carbon-consuming transportation engines, how much energy is actually needed to move the trucks and the cars in our state? It's actually easily estimated because we know how much diesel and gasoline were consumed in the state in 2022, the gallons. And each gallon of those fuels translates into kilowatt hours of energy and electricity. Simple physics, a simple conversion factor. A gallon of gasoline weighs 6 pounds and has so much heat energy in it. That's the energy that you're talking about. But see, you can convert that, and it comes up with a number I won't bore us here. But so you know exactly how much gasoline heat, gasoline diesel heat was used in engines. Most of the energy of gas and diesel goes away as heat and inefficiency. 30% of it by engineers gets to the road. I call that the motive power. How much energy is needed to make the wheels go round and carry the loads? And it turns out to be, in our state, easily around 200 billion kilowatt hours. But more importantly, you have to generate it, and there's always generated and transmission loss. So using simple engineering, we're going to need to have, as a state, to create 262 billion kilowatt hours of energy. It sounds, it's just a number right now. Just remember 262. Remember, we could only produce in our state 190, and we always need the 190. So this is a new, more than doubling of our power. And then the question is, it's all green, right? It has to be. So it's all going to be renewable. So what sources are going to create the energy for our grid for a new 262 billion kilowatt hours?
And right now they're pushing, of course, the wind towers.
Okay.
And they're pushing solar. And let's see what else.
Let me.
Those are the only two, aren't they? Are they looking at hamsters in cages?
Not yet. Let me address those.
Yeah.
You're a great lead-in. Thank you. So, okay, wind power. The largest wind farm in the United States is in the state of California. It's called Alta Wind Farm. And it's down around Bakersfield and
right
up into the Tehachapis. Mm-hmm. It's the largest one. It is 32,000 acres in area filled with windmills, all optimized. And it's been running up since about 2014. And it's been built out in three modes. That entire 32,000 acres only produces 3.2 billion kilowatt hours a year. Remember, the goal is 260. What did they say it was? 262? So we got three of them with 32,000 acres running. If wind farms on the scale of the largest one in the United States are the source, you're going to need 82 new ones to make the goal. 82. Each one's 32,000 acres. By the time you multiplied 82 times 30, it's 4,100 square miles of land would have to have windmills on it.
With the wind blowing every day.
Well, the 3.2 billion is
okay.
The fact that when you install a wind farm, you really only get about 30% of the energy installed out because of weather and nighttime and no wind, etc.
Right.
So you would need to find 82 new wind farms. That's a lot of building permits to create the goal we must have, 262. You mentioned solar, which is, of course, that's in the governor's speeches, they talk, well, wind and solar. They just use it. It's like a rolls off
mm-hmm.
their tongue. So the largest solar system panels in the United States of America happens to also be in California locally, because we're the state that's been ahead of this. And we know this because these have been up and working for years. So we know their efficiencies and issues and maintenance problems. The Solar Star system has 1.7 million solar panels out in the desert. And
where's that at?
That's out in the desert en route
to Palm Springs.
No, those are windmills.
We have big solar fields on the way to Las Vegas, I can tell you that.
Yes, they do.
Huge.
And maybe that's the one. This may extend out into that, out of San Bernardino County.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And I thought when I drove there with my girlfriend for a reunion, I don't know, 4 years ago, over the horizon, I was like, what is that? I mean, it's just like, it's almost like, you know, you have a mirage and you're looking, you're seeing this. Like a lake?
Yeah.
No, those were the solar panels. It went on and on and on, all the way to Las Vegas.
And they destroy the ecology below them. Animals can't live. Plants can't grow. So the largest solar panel system in the United States is, again, referring to, that only generates 1.6 billion kilowatt hours per year by record. I mean, that's what it's doing. remember, we need 262. So if you do the math, you're going to have to build 164 more new ones, like Linda's saying, in the state of California. Each one is 3,212 acres, because that's the size of that one. That's 525,000 acres of solar panels. And again, they only produce energy at about 27% of what's installed, because it produces energy at noon. And some of them try to follow the sun.
They move and they follow. Are there huge then battery?
Not yet. That's a plan. But the point is, a battery can only store energy that's created. So far, I've talked about the two major things everybody talks about: solar and wind, and a minuscule amount of energy comes out of that. Shasta Dam, hydro, the thing we really love. That produces 2 billion kilowatt hours per year, Shasta Dam. So if you were going to attack this goal of 262, you would need 131 new Shasta dams in the state.
But see, hydroelectricity is not considered renewable, and there lies the problem, because we get a lot of power from Shasta Dam, but the state does not consider hydro a renewable asset.
Right.
So that doesn't count. So you can't count that energy, even though it's produced, as a renewable asset.
It's not a predictable, reliable new.
But it's
certainly as renewable as wind or solar.
It is, but the state of California refuses to acknowledge that hydro is a renewable asset.
Well, our local utility is forced to buy renewable energy from out-of-state sources at great expense, because it has to be translated.
Okay, but let's take a break and come back, because now what I've heard is, unless we're prepared to build another, like 400,000 acre,
4,100 square miles,
4,100 square miles of wind farms, and then about the same for solar. And you got to ask yourself, where's that going to go? Then you've got to ask yourself, what impact's that going to have on agriculture and ranching in the state of California? Because it's got to go somewhere. So where are they going to put it? They'll get it from BLM land, where people are using that for grazing permits and all these things. So, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that I've been going to since I've lived here. Great haircuts. Never had a bad haircut there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can set up an appointment at 530-244-9478, or feeling lucky, stop in that day, and if they've got an opening, you can just jump into the chair and get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. Linda loves to come in there and run around the shop.
I don't love to go in there.
Like,
no, I don't.
It's not like they're not friendly.
No. That's a man's cave.
That's
all right?
Our man's cave.
Yeah. Yahoo.
Cypress Square Barbershop.
Tread lightly.
We'll be right back.
Are you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. Hey, just want to remind everybody, is the Reading Haunted House at the Monolith is going right now. Well, it's going to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here's your chance to go out there and get scared to death. Nah, it's not that bad. I don't think. I haven't been there yet, but I think we're going to go this week. And I don't know why, you know, it's going there. All the money goes to great causes. It's being put on by the Rotary Clubs, Reading Rotary Club. You can, for more information and get tickets, you go to readinghauntedhouse.com. Ooh. Or call Wendy at 530-510-3408 for more information. I think there's like 10 rooms down there and people dress up. Judy Maxwell is going to be down there one of those nights, scaring people. Do you go to those things, Doug?
When I had teenager kids, yeah. But I would, please be kind. Judy Maxwell's not going to scare anybody. I mean, you put those together. But
well, that's true. She's such a lovely person. But you know what? People, they put costumes on
oh,
them,
get
true. Into
okay.
things.
All
I mean,
right.
It's not like she's going to be going, ha! It's not going to be like that. She's going to be dressed up like something, I'm sure.
Yeah,
hey, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking electric vehicles and just electricity because of their cutting back. You know, you're seeing they're trying to cut back on gas stoves. They're trying to push everything into making it electric. Yet the state does not have a way of producing electricity, enough electricity for this, unless they literally come up with thousands of acres to be used for wind farms and solar farms, which is
millions.
Okay, millions of acres.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because it's square miles you were talking about.
Yeah.
And here's one of the reasons that they passed that law they had that takes the ability to say whether you want to have a wind farm in your area. And, of course, we can talk about the Fountain Ridge project where the planning commission said no and the board of supervisors said no. You know, we're not going to put it there. And then the state passed a law that said, well, we're the ones that's going to have the final say on this. So mm-hmm. Fountain Ridge applied again. Now, whether it'll happen or not, well, we just have to wait and see. But you just know if they're going to really get serious about this, there's going to be a lot of land out there that's going to be appropriated for towers and solar farms. So
and that leaves
just get ready.
Right.
How about offshore?
Well,
they could put them off there.
Well, you run into problems there, and that's happening on the East Coast of the United States.
People don't want wind
farms. Whale issue and navigation issues. These are big entities. In fact, Texas at this moment has a place where they have a dump with 2,000 windmill blades that have had to be replaced because they're out in the environment.
They can't be recycled or
sort of chopped up and then made into some sort of facility. But it's fiberglass, I think, on the outside edges and all that. And there's a video on YouTube of a guy in his truck driving through this graveyard of blades, which are ginormous, actually. The bigger,
of course, they are.
So the point I'm bringing up is that the energy density of fossil fuels, no matter how we like them, is enormous compared to, and I don't think politicians understand that. In other words, 6 pounds of gasoline can take my little hybrid car down the road 43 miles. That's amazing. 6 pounds. No battery in the world is ever going to do that, at least under today's technology. But what this number that's needed is actually the energy we know based on how much fossil fuel energy it takes to work our cars and trucks. This is energy we know that has to be applied at the wheels to make it happen. So it can be electrical, it could be internal combustion. Whatever you do, you're going to have this energy on the wheels to move a truck or your car or go to a baseball game. That energy, we have, I told you, hydroelectric. Shasta Dam puts in a small amount. Hoover Dam does twice as much as Shasta Dam. And even Grand Coulee, which is the biggest dam in the United States, puts out 20, but you're going to build multiple Grand Coulee dams. These are all been...
Well, you're not going to be building more dams.
Well, that's also correct.
They're tearing them down right now.
So let's talk about nuclear, which at one time was going to be the big future. The Navy certainly uses it well. But in truth, the Diablo Canyon reactor complex, which is really two reactors, I believe, is supposed to be shuttered and closed, and Gavin Newsom ran down and created an extension of life after everybody realized that's the last nuclear reactor in our state. We've closed them all for various reasons. And so we're about to no longer be a nuclear state. That produces 18 billion kilowatt hours.
Yeah, something like, 6% or 8% or 10% of the energy for California comes out of that plant.
Well, it's all going to air conditioners and home lighting and city lighting. We're talking about we need to more than double that from these new sources. So to get to our 260 billion kilowatt per year target that I've said is easily measured by knowing the gas and diesel we use today, you need 15 new reactor complexes. I haven't seen any building permits, and whenever they go to build one, there's about 10 years of permitting for a lot of reasons to build that reactor. Reactors, we know they work. We've tested them. They've been safe. No one's died in the United States from a nuclear reaction that I'm aware of.
Even Three Mile Island was contained because of the way it was built. Yes. Nobody died from that.
That is correct. The engineering and management was quite good. Now, the movie came out, The China Syndrome, and it was an unfortunate time.
And they play it around every time they start talking about nukes again.
So the
only thing you have to do is look at the Navy. They've had nuclear submarines, which means that you have men and women on these submarines that are enclosed and go under the water for months at a time. Mm-hmm. And there have been no injuries, no deaths from these. The aircraft carriers have been using nukes since the, 60s or 70s, early 70s?
Probably, 70s. Enterprise.
And that size nuclear generator could take on the city of Redding and probably surrounding cities and give all the energy you needed in a relatively small footprint.
Then that's correct. Everything we've talked about so far is huge footprints. Solar panel is area. Windmills take up area and space. The reactors relatively take up minimal space. But what takes up the least space? A gas station. And my Costco down in Southern California that we go to pumps 65,000 gallons a day. And that's equal to 20% of the energy Hoover Dam puts out. And
Doug just didn't make this up. Doug went in and talked to like three different people in management to make sure that how much do you pump? Because one guy told him 65,000 gallons, and that wasn't enough. So you ended up talking with the manager of Costco.
And I down where near Long Beach where we live. And then just yesterday I went to Costco right up here, a fairly new station. And I mean, you've got 30 pump handles there. And diesel. We don't have diesel down south. This is a diesel county, you know. And I got the total up here, 50,000 gallons a day, 5,000 of that is diesel, 45 is gas.
And a day, right here.
Right here in Costco, one station.
In Redding.
And that is equal to 30% of the electricity generated by Shasta Dam in a day. So now that's gas energy, which is going to be used to turn into heat. And, of course, there's the loss of efficiency. Right. But so gas stations are an energy transfer site into the grid or the tanks of the mom and pops and it's around here, whereas Hoover Dam sits out in the desert there, and it's transferring electrical energy into a grid.
As long as there's water.
Well, that's okay. I'm using all the numbers here. Come right directly out of government sources.
Well, I understand that, but when you got Hoover Dam this year and Lake Mead there,
but on average,
dropped so low it was going below the intakes for the generators.
That is correct.
So it's all on weather, and if you've got cloudy days, your solar farms don't work. If the wind doesn't blow, your wind generators don't work. The only thing that would work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, there's two things. One is nuke, and it's low cost, or fossil fuels.
Natural gas.
Which we're trying to get away from, too.
Well, the only reason we're doing that is because of the concept of global warming, and that's another radio show. But the truth is there's no reason to do this unless you really buy into the fact that CO2 is a bad drug. But I was very impressed with Doug Lamoff in Congress asking two energy experts out of the government as consultants, three men, nice ties and everything they were. And
but Doug, they were the head of these agencies.
Well, they were actually, I think, consultants, but they were very, but these are guys who should know because they're directing the EPA and the other. And he asked them, what percent of our atmosphere is CO2? And the first guy just sort of gives a wild guess and says, well, I think 2, maybe 3%. And he looks at the other guy, and the middle guy is asked, and he looks to his left and right. And well, maybe 4%, something like this. And the final guy guesses at 5%. And the point is, they're in the business of, global warming's horrible, we got to get rid of CO2. They don't even know how much CO2 is in the air.
And it's point something.
0.04%, 400 parts of a million gas is CO2. And we create it every day. So the point is, the political process isn't the place you should be discussing this science, but I think a challenge is to make the state give to its citizens, where are we today on production of our energy systems in state? What is the goal if you're going to phase out over some schedule of energy fossil fuels? If you're taking fossil fuel out of the equation, you're going to have to fill it with electric vehicles and electrical grid energy. How much and over a year? Draw me a curve. And three, what are the sources going to be that can supply that number? I've gone through here and looked at their major big sources, and there's no way in heck we're getting to 262, which is the green energy goal.
Okay. All right, got to take a break here. And we're going to be right back after these messages. And we're going to try and wrap this up with saying we can't make it from here, I think. Unless...
Or show us that we can.
Yeah, show us how we're going to do that. We'll be right back.
To quote...
Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now open Sundays.
Excuse me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR.
Like a whoop.
Hey, tomorrow, we've got Friends of the Empire Recovery Center, and Dr. Dan Sloan's going to join us tomorrow. May find a guest co-host to come in here. We'll see. Today, it's going to be a beautiful day. And what's it going up to today?
Well, it looks like we're going to have around 80 degrees. And sunny skies, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 54. Now, this weekend coming up on Wednesday, Thursday night, and Friday, chance of showers. And the temperatures do get to Thursday around the high will be 64.
There you go. Maybe the 90s are gone, but don't count on it. So, and our weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. It's getting colder. Be checking those propane out. And then we get into the price of fuel, which the president administration is doing their best to keep high. Thank you, Governor Newsom, who is in China. Of all things, I'm not even sure what he's talking about there. Global warming. Who knows what? Why Gavin Newsom is going to China? Maybe he wants to start some coal plants here, like China's opening up every week. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. We've got people calling in on the to see if he can come and talk to their organizations about what he's talking about today. But they're going to have to catch him on the fly because you're heading up to. Bend today.
Well, directly to Boise tomorrow morning.
Oh, Boise.
Yeah. So if they're having a meeting this afternoon, I'll drop over. I'd like to get this message out. But
I think
or we come back too, or I'll be glad to talk to them because this is only good if this is actually
now. What we've talked about is the state of California, which is pushing everybody into electricity, you know, the gas stoves, they're, you know, putting solar on houses, they're putting, they've taken over the, given permission on where you can put renewable energy assets, which means your whole county, everybody there says, no, we don't want it there, and the state can override that, under that new bill. Now, to give us enough electricity to do this by 2035, it would take literally millions of acres of land that's out there undeveloped to put solar farms on and wind farms. Nuclear energy, which is truly the best way of providing this energy to our state, is probably dead on arrival if it even gets... You know, even if it's brought up.
Only on political reasons.
On political reasons,
science.
Not science. And then this leads us on to the, you know, to the next subject that we want to just hit real quick, and that's the train, the bullet train to, so far, nowhere.
No, actually, this whole project and idea reminds me of the bullet train, which was a big topic back in 2008 during a bond drive, as I recall.
Yeah.
And we're down the road 15 years, easy. And I went online today and got the update on the bullet train. Not a single line of track is being used anywhere.
Mm.
They do have pictures of beautiful overpass bridges they have over certain highways. But they're very proud of the fact that they're 95% done with the permitting and land use paperwork. And there is some construction in the Middle Valley, but there has not been a single passenger mile recorded.
And the cost of it
has tripled. So it's still at $33 billion. And remember, this began with a grant from the feds for $3.3 billion if we then passed a bond in state. So the, the scramble for, quote, free Fed money and then with a state bond was what got this launched. But, yes.
But not only that, we had a chance, the state had a chance to end this. And voted again in the affirmative.
Well, this state is controlled by a major political party. But actually, when Gavin Newsom took governorship, he sort of quietly hasn't talked about it at all. And that's what my point is. So these projects get buried in silence, but they continue with boards of directors and meetings and letting contracts, construction contracts, and then, excuse me, I'm sorry. And, So same with wind, and this is where we, the citizens, should ask them. We got four questions. You know, basically, how much electricity do you vision when 50% that we're going to need to produce when 50% of the vehicles are not electric, all vehicles, particularly truck transportation.
Which, by the way, they upped the amount of weight on a truck, 2,000 pounds, to take for batteries, which also has an impact on the roads.
Absolutely.
It starts wearing the roads out.
Pure physics. And so show us a graph of what the energy production requirements are going to be at 25, 50%, 75% transportation, electric vehicles. You can calculate that from the gas and diesel it takes today.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
What's your plan to provide those that new energy? Can't just buy it from Kansas. I mean, they're going to do the same thing. So we have to create it. And what are you going to do? And these are the technologies that they have to choose from.
This reminds me of a commercial from long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Big fluffy fun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less.
Where's the beef?
Where's
okay.
The beef?
Well, I would go to a movie that we all enjoyed and yell at the state. Where's the energy?
Yeah. We've run out of time here. And, you know, this is something that it's starting to touch on us with the Fountain Wind Project, but you've got to start asking these questions. If you want us to get to here, what are you planning on doing to provide the energy? And if you're saying is that, well, we can import energy, but we're not going to use natural gas, we're not going to use coal, we're not going to use nuclear, so I'm not sure how they're going to do this. I mean, unless you're going to see these hidden generator farms.
Well, let me
that are being run on diesel.
Nick, on one point, we're used to thinking of electricity, you plug in the wall and you have power. No, every amount of electricity must be generated from a different energy source, wind. So, in other words, you have to take an energy source and create electricity, which gets pumped into lines and transports. It just transports energy from a source, generator, to a motor that uses it, for example. So there's no – electricity is just a conductor of energy.
Yep. Well, this has been fascinating. You know, people talk about this, but nobody ever gets down to the nitty-gritty, as Linda says – of how are you going to produce the energy? And unless there's, and I'm sure they've got all these grandiose plans of how that's going to work, it's going to be interesting here in the future. So we really appreciate you coming in today, Doug, and talk about
always
this.
Enjoy it. I love Reading.
50,000
gallons. We love you.
50,000 gallons of fuel
a day
is pumped at our local Costco, 45,000 gas, 5,000 diesel.
Mm. Yeah, and
think
that's
about that.
30% of what Shasta Dam produces, and you add TA, the truck stop down the road.
Oh yeah,
and you're huge.
It's
so
got to be. They've got to be pumping more diesel.
So you may have just two stations in.